Om Shanti. The magic of blessings. Today is 7th of March 2018, Wednesday. Today is Sakar Murli's blessing. May you finish all questions and put a full stop with the awareness of nothing new and be unshakable and immovable. May you finish all questions and put a full stop with the awareness of nothing new and be unshakable and immovable. Whenever any situation arises, you children have the knowledge that it is nothing new and that you have repeated every scene many times. With the awareness of nothing new, you will never come into any upheaval and will always remain unshakable and immovable. When something new happens, you would say with surprise, "What happened? How can it happen like that?" However, when there is nothing new, there are no questions of why or what, but there is a full stop. Continue to observe every scene in this way. Which way? Nothing new. And put a full stop and you will continue to sing songs of wonder. Wah, wah. Even in situations of distress. Hi, hi. Even if there is a hi, hi. Even if there is a distress. Even if there is sorrow. Even if everything is going against the grain with me. Even if circumstances are adverse. Weather is inclement. But for me, every scene is nothing new. Every scene is the same repetition of the same thing which has happened in the past. So I am unfazed in the face of all the adverse situations, circumstances. So Baba is telling in today's blessing that whenever any situation arises, you children have the knowledge that it is nothing new and that you have repeated every scene many times. With this awareness of nothing new, you will never come into any upheaval. It means if this awareness decreases, you will face upheavals. You will remain unshakable and immovable. When something new happens, you will say with surprise, "What happened? How can it happen like that? Who is responsible?" And the blame game starts. Either one plays blame game or self-victimization. Either you blame oneself or other. Person is caught in this vicious game. Either you start blaming others or yourself. Blame game, self-victimization. Self-victimization, blame game. This starts. Because you feel, what are the questions that are arising in your heart? What happened? How can it happen like that? So there is a high here. Baba says, it's distress. But when there is nothing new, there are no questions of why and what. But there is full stop. Continue to observe every scene in this way. Continue to see, observe every scene in this way and put a full stop and you continue to sing songs of wonder. That is wah, wah. So, this is a very beautiful teaching Baba is giving us here. That whatever you are seeing, there is nothing, no newness. So, you have to remain unshakable. When Vivekananda was a very small kid, he had asked his father, "Father, tell me one thing which will help me throughout my life. One important teaching, one important thing that I should remember most of the times." His father says to him that whenever anything happens to you in life, you never get surprised at it. Never show surprise at anything in life. Everything that happens, you feel as if, okay, that's fine. It is nothing, no, he has not used this word, nothing new, but he has said, do not show surprise at anything in life. And you see, in his life, sometimes he is living in the huts, sometimes he is living in the palaces, sometimes he has nothing to eat, sometimes he is being given grand feast, sometimes people are eulogizing him, sometimes people are casting aspersions on him, sometimes they are hurling abuses on him, pelting stones on him, and sometimes garlanding him. All those things are happening. But he said somewhere that I remember this teaching of my father, that remain, do not show surprise at anything. All those who are friends now may turn into enemy. All those who are friendly now may become hostile the other day, the next day. Remain unshakable. So Baba is saying, whatever that happens in your life, every scene of this drama, every scene of this natak, this movie, see it as a detached observer. Things are coming, things are going. They are very evanescent. They are transitory. All happenings, all circumstances, not a single circumstance is permanent. The only certain thing in this life is uncertainty. Everything you see, some now happiness has come, but know that behind the veil of happiness, there is unhappiness. Now, success has come. It's fine that you enjoy success, but behind the veneer of success, there is failure there. So, life is full of vicissitudes, ups and downs. To remain stable, to remain sthita pragya, to remain equitable in all the circumstances is the sign of being a yogi. A yogi is the one who remains unfazed, unrattled. He doesn't get disturbed. Undisturbed mind is the state of the yogi. For him, all these happenings are too small. All these happenings are petty. He is sitting here at the summit. And he sees the world. Here all things are happening. This is a very beautiful story of a king. Once he made an announcement and he said that, I want something. Give me some ring to wear. And that ring should save me in the most difficult condition of my life. In the most difficult circumstances of my life. He makes this arrangement, announcement. I want such a ring. Please invent it. You may do anything what you want. Whatever money you need, I will provide you. But I need a ring that I want to wear so I remain protected, unscathed all the time. So that enemy cannot attack me, no matter where I am. Even if without weapons, but I must remain unhurt. I want such a ring. So he makes the announcement and he says, whatever money you need, I will provide. But I need such a ring. So many people come, but they said that we can't guarantee about this. That such a ring is there that will you remain always protected. It's very difficult. A old man comes and he says, okay, take this ring. It's a very ordinary ring. King says, this ring? He says, yes, this ring. But only condition is that you have to open this ring only in this time of most difficult circumstance. Otherwise you don't open it. Because your condition is that in the difficult situation the ring will protect you. So this ring will protect you in the most difficult situation, but you have to open it only that time. Otherwise you should not open. There is a small something is there which you can open it. So he says, okay. Many times he feels the temptation to see what is it inside. Because what is there? Some mantra or something is there. But he stops himself because he had given promise to that old man. Once it happens that another kingdom wages a war against this kingdom and this king is defeated. His entire army is vanquished and in such a bankrupt state he starts running with his horse. His whole family, everybody is gone and he is running. And he reaches a situation where the entire army is following him, trying to catch him. And he is running. He is running all alone on his horse. And now he feels, this is the most difficult situation of my life. Now this is the time I should to open this ring. Let me see what happens. And he opens the ring. And he finds that with inside the ring, it is written in, inscribed within, this will also pass. What was written? This will also pass. He sees this. This will also pass. And he finds that by the time he has read this, he has come to a cliff of mountain. Below that there is a deep chasm. And he hears the voice of the horses and the soldiers who are following him, trying to catch. But the moment he reads this, he is lost for a moment, as if he lands up into a trance-like stage. And for a moment he just stops and the time stops and he becomes silent. And he finds that after some time, the enemy has gone away, some other way, all the soldiers. But this statement just makes him stop. So after some time, again he creates his own army, again he wages a war, and he wins back his kingdom, okay, after some time. And now there is a huge procession. He is sitting on an elephant, and his all subjects are again glorifying him. Victory to the king and all those things they are singing, and he is passing through the village or that kingdom. He got back everything what he had lost. And when there is so much joy and sorrow, so much joy and happiness and celebrations around, this time again he takes out his ring and reads, "This will also pass. This will also pass." That was unhappiness, this was happiness. Ups and downs. So remain unaffected. This is what our aim is. This is what is our goal. Unflinching state of the mind. Baba is saying, whenever you see anything, okay, if you don't want to say that this has happened 5,000 is a big figure. So reduce it little more. So we can be philosophy of convenience. Okay, you have to. Suvidha Janak Srimat it is known as. So philosophy of convenience, rather than 5,000 years, or I have done it 5,000 years back also, what you can do is, I have seen this 10 times. 10 is a better figure, okay? Or you can make 50 times. Or 51 is a better word. Or 11 is better. Or 21. This I have done 21 times. This situation has come to me 11 times in the past. So I have seen it. Okay, had it been first time, I would have got affected. It is not for the first time that he is insulting me. It is not the first time that people have gone against me. It is not the first time that these people are criticizing, opposing, or accusing. No, this is 11th time. This is 11th time. Okay, first time I got affected, that's fine. Second time it's okay. Third time also okay. But now I have become, you know, seasoned criminals. Jailbirds. They are hardly affected by anything. So, in the similar manner, all those things what are happening around, this is not for the first time. Times out of number they have happened. Time and again it is happening. I have seen it myriads of times. So, I have not to get affected now. Or at least to that extent when it had happened first time. This is second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. This is that time. So, nothing new. This is one beautiful secret of this drama, that all happenings are same. For us, we feel suddenly surprised, shocked, flabbergasted by things. No. Because I feel this is happening for the first time. When this feeling, let this feeling percolate into the gray matters. Let this feeling go deep within the cortex. That these things had happened many times. These things are happening now. They will happen again. And last time also I was strong. Like Hanuman in today's Murli Baba said. I was like that. And this time also I will face it. Titiksha. With forbearance. With that Spartan simplicity. And it is nothing in front of me. This is paper tiger. This is just play. This is Mickey and Mouse play, Baba says. You have seen Mickey Mouse, those cartoon show? One person is walking, running like this, another is following. A car is coming and he is becoming flat and the car is going over him. He has become flat and after some time he gets up again and starts walking. And you see him falling down from a big mountain. He falls down, 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 down. He falls down, he becomes flat. Many things go over him and again he wakes up. This is all game is going on here. A play is going on, drama is going on. Why to get affected? Here you are seeing Rama and Ravana. They are fighting with each other. But behind the screen, they are sitting and drinking tea together. Here Lakshmana is very much angry that this Ravana, I don't like his laughter. But behind the screen, you will see them, oh, they are drinking, they are sharing something, their dialogues. So this is a play that is going on. All actors have been given part. This Lakshmana is not angry. Why this Ravana is laughing so loudly? He knows that Ravana's part is like that. He has to laugh like that. Otherwise, if there is no Ravan, there won't be any Raman at all. For Ramayan to happen, Ravan is must. Ram is less important character. Who is the most important character? Without Ravan. Just remove Ravan from there. What is Ramayan? Remove Ram. Ramayan can still be there. Lakshman can replace Ram. Sita can still be abducted. Somebody else will come in front and try to protect. Even if these Ayodhya Vasis are not there, at least those monkeys, they had seen that Sita is being kidnapped. They will follow and they will try to bring her back. But so most important character is Ravan. Villain is most important because it is because of him that play has become so beautiful and entertaining. All the charm has, all the beauty belongs to Ravana. Or you call it Maya. It is his beautiful presence that has created such a wonderful drama. So all credit goes to Ravan. Let him come. Let him do something. Because of his activities. Just imagine otherwise. Ram is sitting with his wife, Sita. And three brothers are serving him. Okay, and there is no going, there is no Kaikai there, and there is no going back to jungle. They are just ruling. But to what extent you will see such a movie? 3 hours you are gone to watch a movie, and you see that everybody is happy only from starting till end. No excitement, no climax, nothing is coming. Who will watch? This will be a flop movie. But Baba wants to create a blockbuster movie, you know? Blockbuster, which is the highest hit at box office. At the godly box office, this is a blockbuster. It has broken all the previous records. All the previous records. Such a movie, and that movie's shooting is going on now. Once it will released after a few years, like after a few or time, sometime in Satyug. And once released, then you can't make any changes. Now shooting is going on. So he's trying to make it as much spicy as possible. So he will introduce different elements. Otherwise imagine I am living my life nicely, a yogi life. Early morning I do Amrit Vela. Then I listen to Murli. Whole day I am Yog Yukta and evening I am again doing yogi. And nobody is coming in between to interfere and pull my leg. And to prick me. What a poor yogi life this is. If like that, let extra social, anti-social elements enter, anti-yoga elements enter, anti-gyan elements enter. They will prick me, pin me, and then they will make me fall down, they will punch me, push me, box me. And with their boxing, and with their punching, and with their pushing, then I rise up, and then I become more powerful, and I become the hero actor of this drama. Otherwise, somebody else will back the best hero, best actor award. You know, there are also prizes in this. In those movies, there are best actor, best actress, best playback singer, best story, best choreography, best director, everything. Best villain also. Best supporting actor. Okay, at least not the actor, but I will be the best supporting actor. Sometimes, you know, the supporting actors in the movie, best supporting actors, the actor, main hero, doesn't get the award. So, my part should be like that, perfect. Because I belong to this beautiful movie, which is slated to release, which is going to come on the floor soon. And the shooting is going on now. And I am the best actor. With that awareness, I have to play. And whatever that is happening is nothing new. It is a pre-recorded thing. We are recording it again. Om Shanti.